The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, Chapter Number 5, Text Number 4, given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on January 5th, 2013, in Santiago, Chile.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Tat Sadvarya
Adisha
Vartma Sham
Na
Sangradita Bhagavan Yena Pungsam Ridhi Stita Yachati Bhakti Pute Jnanam
Sa
Tattva Adhigamam Paranam Tang Sadhu Varyash Tang Sadhu Varyadisha Vartma Shangnaha
Sadhu Varyadisha Vartma
Shangnaha Sangradito Bhagavan Yena Pungsam
Sangradito Bhagavan Yena Pungsam
Radhistita Yachati Bhakti Pute
Radhistita Yachati Bhakti Pute
Ganam Satatvadigamam Puranam
Ganam Satatvadigamam Puranam
Tatsadhu Varyadisha Vartma Shangnaha
Tatsadhu Varyadisha Vartma Shangnaha
Sangradito Bhagavan Yena Pumsam
Sangradito Bhagavan
Radhistita Yachati Bhakti Pute Jnanam Satatvadigamam Puranam Tat Therefore Sadvarya O Great One amongst the Saints Adisha, please instruct. You all can try the English and see for fun, just try say it. Vartma, the path.
El sendero.
Sham. Auspicious.
Auspicious.
Naha. For us.
Para nosotros.
Sangradita.
Sangradita.
Being perfectly served.
Being perfectly served.
Estando perfectamente servido.
Bhagavan.
The personality of Godhead.
La personalidad de Dios.
By which.
Mediante el cual.
Pumsam. Of the living entity.
De la entidad viviente.
Hridistita. Residing in the heart.
Residiendo en el corazón.
Yachati. A words. Bhakti Pute. Unto the unalloyed devotee.
Unto the unalloyed devotee. Al devoto puro.
Jnanam. Knowledge.
Conocimiento.
So
that
tattva truth
Verdad.
Adigamam. By which one learns.
Mediante la cual se aprende.
Puranam. Authorized. Old.
Autorizado. Antiguo.
So, since this lecture will be heard on the internet by people all over the world, I'm going to bring the English also. Therefore, O great sage, please give me instruction on the transcendental devotional service of the Lord, so that he who is situated in the heart of everyone can be pleased to impart from within knowledge of the absolute truth in terms of the ancient Vedic principles delivered only to those who are purified by the process of devotional service. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. As already explained in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the absolute truth is realized in three different phases, although they are one and the same, in terms of the knower's capacity to understand. The most capable transcendentalist is the pure devotee of the Lord, who is without any tinge of fruitive actions or philosophical speculation. By devotional service only does one's heart become completely purified from all material coverings, like karma, jnana, and yoga. Only in such a purified stage does the Lord, who is seated in everyone's heart with the individual soul, give instructions so that the devotee can reach the ultimate destination of going back home, back to Godhead. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 10:10, Teishang Satati Yuktanang Bhujatam. Only when the Lord is satisfied with the devotional service of the devotee does he impart knowledge as he did for Arjuna and Uddhava. The jnanis, yogis, and karmis cannot expect this direct cooperation with the Lord. They are not able to satisfy the Lord by transcendental loving service, nor do they believe in such service to the Lord. The bhakti process is performed under the regulated principles of Vaidhi bhakti. Our devotional service following the prescribed rules and regulations is defined by the revealed scriptures and confirmed by great acharyas. And this practice can help the neophyte devotee to rise to the stage of raga bhakti, in which the Lord responds from within as the chaitya guru or the spiritual master as super consciousness. All transcendentalists other than devotees make no distinction between the individual soul and the super soul, because they miscalculate the superconsciousness and the individual consciousness to be one and the same. Such miscalculation by the non-devotees makes them unfit to receive any direction from within, and therefore they are bereft of the direct cooperation of the Lord. After many, many births, when such a non-dualist comes to sense that the Lord is worshipable and that the devotee is simultaneously one with and different from the Lord, then only can he surrender unto the Lord Vasudeva. Pure devotional service begins from that point. The process of understanding the absolute truth adopted by the misguided non-dualist is very difficult, whereas the devotee's way of understanding the absolute truth comes directly from the Lord, who is pleased by devotional service. On behalf of many neophyte devotees, Vidura, at the very first instance, inquired from Maitreya about the path of devotional service by which the Lord, who is seated within the heart, can be pleased.
Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jata Parakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Patijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana lalita shi vishakanvitamsha. Nama om Vishnu padaya Krishna vrestaya bhutale Shrimate bhakti vedanta swaminiti namine. Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine. So there's two different stages of bhakti described here.
Entonces acá hay dos etapas del bhakti descritas aquí.
There's Vaidhi Bhakti,
está el Vaidhi Bhakti
and Raga Bhakti.
Y el Raga Bhakti.
Following Bhakti according to rules and regulations, that is Vaidhi Bhakti.
Lo que se sigue bajo las reglas y regulaciones se denomina Vaidhi Bhakti.
When one reaches the platform of spontaneous love, that is Raga Bhakti.
Cuando y alguien cuando alcanza la etapa del amor espontáneo, eso es Raga Bhakti.
So here, Vidura is inquiring from Maitreya.
Entonces aquí Vidura está preguntándole a Maitreya.
How to achieve that state?
¿Cómo conseguir esa etapa?
Of Raga Bhakti.
Del Raga Bhakti.
So that one can receive direct instructions from the Lord within the heart.
De manera que él pueda recibir instrucción directa del Señor.
It's interesting to note that the Lord in the heart will reveal knowledge according to the ancient Vedic principles.
Es interesante notar de que el Señor va a impartir el conocimiento de acuerdo a los principios antiguos védicos.
So it's not that something new will be revealed by the Lord different from the Vedic principles.
Entonces no es que algo nuevo diferente de los principios védicos va a ser instruido por el Señor.
The Vedic principles are eternal science.
Los principios védicos son una ciencia eterna.
So even if one is receiving direct instructions from the Lord within,
así que incluso si alguien está recibiendo instrucción directa del Señor por adentro,
it will be in perfect accordance with the Vedic principles.
Estarán en perfecta concordancia con los principios védicos.
So this is good news for all of us who are still on the Vaidhi Bhakti platform.
Estas son buenas noticias para nosotros que aún estamos en la plataforma del Vaidhi Bhakti.
Studying the Vedic principles.
Estudiar los principios védicos.
Is as good as receiving direct instruction from the Lord within the heart. You see, unless we're on the Raga platform, we can't really get that kind of instructions from the Lord within the heart. But no problema.
No hay problema.
We have Prabhupada's books.
Tenemos los libros de Prabhupada.
Reading Prabhupada's books is just as good as receiving a direct instruction from the Lord within your heart.
Leer los libros de Prabhupada es tan bueno como recibir instrucción directa en el corazón.
But there is a problem.
Pero hay un problema.
We don't read the books enough.
No leemos los libros suficiente.
We allow our minds to space out.
Permitimos que nuestra mente se espacee.
We don't read the books enough.
No leemos los libros suficiente.
And there we become confused.
Y entonces nos confundimos.
We become bewildered.
Nos mareamos.
We don't know what to do.
No sabemos qué hacer.
But if we will read Prabhupada's books very carefully,
pero si leemos los libros de Prabhupada cuidadosamente,
try to deeply comprehend the message,
tratando profundamente de comprender el mensaje,
then it will become very obvious how to please Srila Prabhupada.
Se volverá muy bastante obvio de cómo complacer a Srila Prabhupada.
How to properly understand the Vedic wisdom.
De cómo entender apropiadamente la sabiduría védica.
So, if you can just please that Lord who is seated within the heart.
Así que si tan solo pueden complacer al Señor que está situado en el corazón.
He revealed to you knowledge.
Él te revelará a ti el conocimiento.
So, how do you please him?
Entonces, ¿cómo lo complacemos?
That is answered in the Bhagavad Gita.
Eso está respondido en el Bhagavad Gita.
Krishna explains what you can do to please him.
Krishna explica qué puedes hacer para complacerle.
Manmana bhava bhakto majaji mang namaskuru mam evashishi yukvayavang atmanang matpadayanaha. Engage your mind always in thinking of me.
Ocupa tu mente siempre en pensar en mí.
Become my devotee.
Vuélvete mi devoto.
Worship me.
Adórame.
Offer your obeisances unto me.
Ofréceme tus reverencias a mí.
In this way, becoming fully absorbed in me, you will come to me.
De esta manera, volviéndote completamente ocupado, llegarás a mí.
And he also says, Satatam kirtiyanto mam, always chanting my glories.
Y él también dice, siempre cantando mis glorias.
He says, Patram pushpam phalam tayam yome bhakta priyachati. If you will offer me a leaf, a flower, food or water, I will accept it.
Si tú ofreces una hoja, una fruta, agua, una flor, yo lo aceptaré.
Did I give you the complete verse?
¿Les daré el, le, debiera darles el verso completo?
Did I leave something out? I'm testing you.
Dejé algo, falta algo en este verso?
Sí.
Did I leave something out?
¿Hay algo más?
Amor y devoción.
Love and devotion.
That's right. Very good. Muy bueno, Prabhu. Mm-hmm. With love.
Sí, con amor.
If you offer him a leaf, flower, fruit, or water without love, he will not accept.
Si tú ofreces un agua, una fruta, una flor, sin amor, él no la aceptará.
But if you offer with love, then he must accept.
Pero si lo ofreces con amor, él debe aceptar.
Krishna agrees to become captured by your love.
Krishna accede a volverse capturado por tu amor.
So just try to love Krishna. You see.
Tan solo intenten amar a Krishna.
This is what pleases Prabhupada the most.
Esto es lo que más complace Prabhupada.
One time, I think our Narantra Prabhu, he comes here. Narantra,
yes.
Yeah. I was there. Narantra Prabhu asked Prabhupada a question.
Yo estaba ahí y Narantra Prabhu le hizo a Prabhupada una pregunta.
He said, Srila Prabhupada, what pleases you the most?
Srila Prabhupada, ¿qué es lo que te complace a ti más que nada?
Now we've always heard that book distribution pleases Prabhupada the most, right? Distribute books, distribute books, distribute books.
Todos pensamos que la distribución de libros complacía a Prabhupada más que nada.
And that's certainly true. Nothing pleases Prabhupada more than see those books going out.
Y bueno, y es en realidad verdad de que nada complace más a Prabhupada que ver esos libros yéndose.
So when he asked Prabhupada this question, we were thinking, well, Prabhupada will probably say, if you distribute my books.
Así que
he'll probably say, that pleases me the most, distribute my book. We were thinking Prabhupada would say that.
Sí, entonces estábamos pensando de que él iba a responder eso.
But Prabhupada surprised us. He said, if you love Krishna.
Pero Prabhupada nos sorprendió porque dijo, si es que ustedes aman a Krishna.
So even if you distribute books, and you don't have all love for Krishna, you know, your life is not successful.
Aun cuando estemos distribuyendo libros, si ustedes no aman a Krishna, no seremos exitosos.
So the real bottom line is, the ultimate thing we have to do is develop our love for Krishna.
Así que nuestro último propósito es el de desarrollar nuestro amor por Krishna.
And if you have love for Krishna,
y si tú tienes amor por Krishna,
you will nicely worship the deities.
Tú estás apropiadamente adorando a las deidades.
You will preach. You will distribute books. These are all symptoms of love of Krishna. One who loves Krishna, he wants to broadcast the glories of Krishna all over the world. That is the one who loves Krishna.
El síntoma de alguien que ama a Krishna es que quiere expandir las glorias de Krishna a lo largo y ancho.
He doesn't want to hide Krishna.
Él no quiere esconder a Krishna.
He's very happy to walk down the street with Tilak and a Sika, a Dhoti, or a Kurta, you see. A lady wearing the sari. Very happy to advertise Krishna consciousness everywhere.
Es muy feliz caminando por la calle, ocupando su Tilak, su Dhoti. Muy felices yendo, mostrando a Krishna a todas partes que van.
The whole world is suffering due to a lack of Krishna consciousness.
El mundo completo está sufriendo por una falta de conciencia de Krishna.
So if you have any love, even for your fellow Chileans,
yes,
yeah, If you have any love for your fellow Chileans, then you must give them Krishna consciousness.
Entonces, si ustedes tienen algo de amor por sus compatriotas, ustedes entonces deben darle conciencia.
They are dying without Krishna consciousness.
Ellos están muriendo sin conciencia de Krishna.
They are being literally dragged by the modes of nature down to the animal kingdom in their next lives.
Ellos están literalmente siendo arrastrados por las leyes de la naturaleza en esta misma
vida. Instead of chanting Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.
En vez de estar cantando Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.
I have heard them chanting.
Lo escuché cantar.
Chile, 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 Chile.
Chile, Chile, Chile.
Is it? That's what they. That is their mantra. When those miners came out of the mine, and they came up, and they were chanting Chile, they were glorifying Chile instead of Krishna. Only one miner, he got down and he prayed to God to thank him for saving.
Where?
The miners who were trapped. Remember. The Chilean miners who were trapped under the earth? You don't know?
Oh, yes, okay. Así que, claro, los mineros que fueron atrapados, ¿cierto? Hace dos años.
Only one of the miners, he got down and prayed to God and thanked him for being saved.
Claro. Uno solo fue que se inclinó y oró a Dios para que lo salvara. Todos los demás estaban cantando.
The others were just chanting Chile, 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 Chile.
Sí, los otros solo estaban cantando Chile, Chile, Chile.
So, Chile, Chile, Chile mantra will not save you the time of death.
Así que, este mantra de Chile, Chile, Chile no te salvará el momento de la muerte.
It will give you another birth in Chile. That will do.
Te hará otro nacimiento en Chile. Eso es lo que hará.
As a dog or a cat or a mouse or a rat. But it will not give you, you know, elevation of consciousness.
Pero no te entregará elevación de la conciencia.
If you want to elevate your consciousness,
si usted quiere elevar su conciencia,
if you want to achieve a state of pure bliss,
si usted quiere alcanzar el estado de,
then you must develop love for Krishna.
Entonces debe desarrollar amor por Krishna.
And the way to do that in this age is by regularly chanting the holy names. This is clearly stated in the Brihadnaradiya Purana.
Esto está claramente expuesto en el Brihad.
Haranama, Haranama, Haranama eva kevalam, kalo nasteva, nasteva, nasteva gatiranyata. Chant the holy names, chant the holy names, chant the holy names. There's no other alternative, there's no other alternative. There is no other alternative for God realization in this age of Kali.
Canta los nombres de Dios, canta los nombres de Dios, canta los nombres de Dios. No hay otra alternativa, no hay otra alternativa, no hay otra alternativa para la realización de Dios en esta era de Kali.
And it is further confirmed in the Kali Santarana Upanishad.
Y está, además, explicado en el Kali Santa.
That of all the mantras given in the Vedas,
de entre todos los mantras dados en los Vedas,
there is no mantra more potent, more effective for self-realization.
No hay un mantra más poderoso para la autorrealización
than this particular 16 word mantra.
Que este mantra en particular de 16 palabras.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari. We do not chant this mantra because we are Hare Krishna people.
Nosotros no cantamos este mantra porque somos gente Hare Krishna.
If someone says, why do you chant Hare Krishna?
Si alguien les dice, ¿por qué usted canta Hare Krishna?
You say, well, that's my religion.
Ustedes responden, bueno, esa es mi religión.
Then you're a cult member.
Entonces te vuelves un...
You're not a spiritual scientist.
Un miembro de una secta y no un,
you should understand scientifically why you're chanting Hare Krishna.
Científico espiritual, entonces deben entender científicamente por qué ustedes cantan Hare Krishna.
There's a big difference. Well, I do it because I'm a member of this group and we chant.
Así que hay una gran diferencia. Bueno, yo lo hago porque yo soy miembro de esta de este culto.
That means you have no brains, you're a blind follower.
Eso significa que usted no tiene cerebro y que usted es un seguidor ciego.
You should chant because you understand from the Kali Santarana Upanishad this is the most powerful mantra for being delivered from the clutches of the material energy.
Entonces usted debe entender por el Kali Santarana Upanishad de que este es el proceso más efectivo para salirse de la guerra de Maya.
You should take bhakti as a science.
Deben tomar el bhakti como una ciencia.
Not as a religious belief.
No como una creencia religiosa.
You have to understand it as a science.
Deben entenderlo como una ciencia.
Religious belief, you can change that any time.
Creencia religiosa usted puede cambiarla a cualquier momento.
Some devotees, they took Krishna consciousness as a religious belief.
Algunos devotos tomaron conciencia de Krishna como una religión.
And they left and became a born again Christian.
Y ellos y eso terminaron como naciendo, volviéndose cristianos.
So don't understand Krishna consciousness as a religious belief.
Así que no comprendan la conciencia de Krishna como una creencia religiosa.
It is the scientific process of delivering the jiva soul from the clutches of the three modes of material nature.
Es el proceso científico de liberar a la jiva alma de la.
If you will understand it scientifically.
De las modalidades. Si usted comprende esto científicamente.
With firm conviction.
Con convicción firme.
I guarantee, Prabhupada guarantees you that you'll never fall down.
Yo te garantizo de que usted nunca va a caer.
So try to understand with firm conviction the science of bhakti.
Entonces traten de entender con convicción firme la ciencia del bhakti.
By this, your life will become successful.
Por hacer esto, sus vidas se volverán exitosas.
So I can ask now if there's any questions.
Así que puedo preguntar ahora si es que hay algunas preguntas.
Cuando se explica que el Señor se le revela al devoto que está en una plataforma avanzada, ¿de qué manera el devoto siente la voz del Señor o a través de un sueño? O ¿cómo es esa revelación? ¿O qué experiencia tiene usted?
When it is explained that the Lord reveals Himself through the heart, how is that made actually done? By dreams,
or what?
Dreams.
Oh no! Even while you're awake.
No, necesariamente. Bueno, en realidad, incluso cuando estás despierto.
If you want to know what it's like, you have to see that platform, then you'll know.
Bueno, y si quieres saber cómo es exactamente.
When you come to the platform of Raga Bhakti, then and Krishna actually directly communicates, but then you'll know what it is, how it works, then you really know.
Cuando usted llega a la plataforma de Raga, entonces sabrá.
Prabhupada ordered me to come to the Raga Bhakti platform.
Prabhupada me ordenó que yo alcanzara la plataforma de Raga.
He said, "Now just qualify yourself to see Krishna face to face."
Él dijo, "Ahora cualifícate para que puedas ver a Krishna cara a cara."
He also told me this.
También me dijo esto.
He said, "If you will engage 24 hours a day in devotional service with full sincerity of attitude."
Si tú te ocupas en 24 horas al servicio de Krishna con una actitud sincera,
then Krishna will personally come to you and answer all of your questions.
Entonces Krishna vendrá personalmente a ti y te responderá tus preguntas.
So on that stage, Krishna can actually become visible and actually tell you, just like the person talking to you.
Así que en esa etapa Krishna se vuelve en realidad visible, alguien que una persona que te puede hablar directamente.
So if you really want to know what it's like, you have to come to that platform, Raga Bhakti platform.
Así que tú quieres saber en realidad cómo es eso, tú tienes que entonces llegar a la plataforma de Raga.
Is it worth the time and trouble?
Sorry?
Is it worth all the endeavor you have to do on the Bhakti platform?
¿Crees que vale la pena entonces este esfuerzo que tienes que hacer en la plataforma de Vaidhi?
I mean, it's a lot of work.
Bueno, es bastante esfuerzo.
You have to rise every morning.
Tienes que levantarte toda la mañana.
Observe Mangal Arati at home or at the temple.
Observar el Mangal Arati en el hogar o en el templo.
You have to chant 16 qualitative rounds every day.
Debe cantar 16 cualitativas rondas todos los días.
Strictly avoid illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, and gambling.
Estrictamente el sexo ilícito, comer carne.
Year after year after year, steadily, without ever falling down.
Año tras año tras año, sin ni una caída.
If you do this, with full devotion, determination, and enthusiasm,
si usted hace esto con completa devoción, yes,
you will achieve the Raga Bhakti platform.
Tú alcanzarás la plataforma de Raga
and Krishna Bhakti. Will personally answer all of your questions.
Y Krishna responderá personalmente todas tus preguntas.
Just as I am now answering your question,
tal como te estoy respondiendo a ti ahora, las preguntas,
Krishna will directly answer your questions.
Krishna directamente responderá tus preguntas.
Next question, yeah.
El devoto al comenzar el proceso espiritual comienza con la práctica de sadhana. Sí. Pero si él mantiene una una postura hostil hacia algunos devotos o hacia algunas entidades vivientes, ¿cómo esto dificulta su avance en el proceso espiritual?
Well, the devotee starts following the Vaidhi Bhakti process and he goes on, but what if the devotee holds some hostility towards some devotees or other living entities?
That will prevent him from achieving the Raga Bhakti platform.
Bueno, claro, eso lo va como a bloquear de alcanzar la plataforma del Raga Bhakti.
So if some devotee has offended you,
así que, si que un devoto ha sido ofensivo contigo,
and you feel hostility towards that devotee,
y usted siente hostilidad hacia ese devoto,
you should see, but actually he didn't offend me.
Entonces debe ver de que en realidad él no me ha ofendido.
He simply delivered to me the result of my own past karma. He's the karmic DHL delivery man.
Bueno, en realidad él está simplemente repartiéndote el reacción de tu pasado.
It was my own previous offenses bouncing back on me, that's all.
Esas son ofensas mías previas que están siendo devueltas a mí.
In this way you can become completely free from any hostility towards anybody.
De esta manera podrás volverte libre de cualquier hostilidad hacia cualquiera.
And you can come to Raga Bhakti platform.
Y así puede volver, llegar a Raga Bhakti plataforma.
In due course of time.
A su debido tiempo.
Okay, next question. Yes.
You said that book distribution, we may do a lot of book distribution, but if we don't develop love for Krishna, then it's not very worth it. So my question is that if someone is doing book distribution under the instructions and guidance of the spiritual master, wouldn't that develop the love on its own?
Yeah, absolutely correct.
Going to translate?
Yes, translate.
La madre dijo que bueno, que Gurudev dijo de que la distribución de libros si no es hecha con amor, entonces claro, no se va a encontrar, como no va a encontrar el éxito esa persona, ¿no es cierto? Fíjame. La pregunta es si la persona ejecuta ese servicio bajo la instrucción del maestro espiritual, no vale la pena, ¿acaso?
Actually, preaching and book distribution are the very best way to develop love for Krishna.
En realidad, el predicar y la distribución de libros es la mejor manera de desarrollar amor por Krishna.
Do you know why?
¿Se sabe por qué?
Because the more you give Krishna, the more you get Krishna.
Porque mientras más das Krishna, tú más obtienes Krishna.
So if you want to possess Krishna fully.
Así que si quieres poseer a Krishna completamente,
I'll give you the secret how to possess Krishna fully.
Yo te daré el secreto para cómo poseer a Krishna completamente.
You have to fully dedicate your life for giving Krishna to the whole world.
Usted debe dedicar completamente su vida para dar a Krishna a todo el mundo.
And if you do that, then you will get Krishna.
Y si usted hace esto, usted obtendrá a Krishna.
That's the secret.
Ese es el secreto.
You have to be a spiritual revolutionary.
Debe ser un revolucionario espiritual.
Sankirtan hero. Dedicated to making the world Krishna conscious.
Dedicado a hacer el mundo consciente.
In any ashram.
En cualquier ashram.
Doesn't matter.
No importa.
Man, woman,
mujer, hombre,
brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyasi. It doesn't matter what is your position.
No importa cuál es tu posición.
Whatever your position, simply think, Krishna, please use me as your instrument for making the world Krishna conscious. Please, Krishna, I beg you.
Cualquiera sea tu posición, oren, por favor, Krishna, ocupa como instrumento para hacer el mundo consciente de Krishna, por favor.
That's the key, yeah.
Doesn't it contradict because you said that even if somebody, unless they develop love for Krishna,
huh?
You said that if someone can go on distributing books, but if you do not develop love for Krishna, but how they can go on distributing books?
They won't be able to go on forever distributing books unless they have the pure heart. Someone may. For name and fame, oh, I'm a big book distributor, you see. There is some time. Bueno, but they will not let.
Está diciendo de que no va a poder mantenerse distribuyendo libros por largo tiempo si no ha desarrollado el amor por Krishna. Él puede decir, oh, soy un gran distribuidor de libros, pero eso no va a poder mantenerse si es que no ha desarrollado amor por Krishna.
But if they distribute books out of compassion, are trying to share the compassion of Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj with the world, then that book distribution will not stop and they will develop love of God by doing it.
Pero cuando esa distribución de libros se hace compartiendo la misericordia de Guru y de Krishna, queriendo compartirla con todas las personas, de esa manera esa persona va a desarrollar amor por Krishna.
But in the beginning we don't have any love and we're just doing because the Guru said it.
That's I just covered it by my answer. You hear what I just said? They do it to represent the compassion of their Guru Maharaj. That's what I just said.
Pero la conciencia es que uno debe querer compartir la misericordia de Guru Maharaj con los demás.
Okay, does that satisfy you? Okay, next question.
¿Cuál es la diferencia entre servicio devocional caprichoso y servicio devocional autorizado?
Okay. What is the difference between whimsical devotional service and devotional service following the guru?
What is the difference between whimsical devotional service and devotional service following the guru? It's like the difference between day and night. The whimsical devotional service means at least you're doing devotional service, but still, if you act whimsically, your devotional service will be finished. It won't continue.
Que si tú vas practicando el servicio devocional caprichoso no va a poder permanecer.
One must always execute devotional service on the order of the spiritual master to please the Guru Maharaj.
Uno siempre debe ejecutar el servicio devocional queriendo satisfacer al maestro espiritual.
Then they will come to the Nishta platform.
Así usted llegará a la plataforma Nishta.
But whimsical devotional service, you'll never get beyond the Anarta stage. You cannot. If you do devotional service whimsically, you will never get free from your Anartas.
Pero si never. Usted hace el servicio devocional caprichoso, nunca se liberará de los Anartas.
But if you do it to please your spiritual master and his order, then you'll get free from the anartas and you reach the stage of firm faith, steadiness, nishta.
Entonces, pero si usted hace el servicio devocional de acuerdo al maestro espiritual, usted se volverá firme y llegará a la paz nishta.
Some devotees say, well, I'm not going to get initiated, I'll just do devotional service.
Algunos devotos dicen, ah, yo no me voy a iniciar, solo voy a hacer servicio devocional.
They are being whimsical.
Ellos están siendo caprichosos.
They'll never become steady in bhakti, never.
Nunca se volverán fijos en el bhakti, nunca.
If you become steady, you have to have guru.
Para volverse fijo, se tiene que tener guru.
Prabhupada compares it to dog.
Prabhupada lo compara con un perro.
There's two kinds of dogs, sanata and anatta.
Hay dos tipos de perros, sanata y anatta.
A dog with a master and a dog without a master.
Un perro con un amo y uno sin amo.
Have you been to India?
¿Usted ha estado en India?
You've seen the dogs in Vrindavan?
¿Usted ha visto los perros en Vrindavan?
Oh, horrible.
Es horrible.
It's so horrible to see those poor dogs without masters.
Es tan terrible ver a esos pobres perros sin un amo.
Have you been to Juhu Beach in Mumbai?
Oh.
Have you seen the dogs with the masters?
¿Te has visto ahí a los perros con su amo?
On Juhu Beach?
La playa de Juhu.
The millionaires, they walk with their big dogs on the beach.
Los millonarios ahí caminan con sus perros.
The dogs in the street dogs in Vrindavan are very lean and thin.
Los perros ahí en Vrindavan son,
they have wounds all over their body from dog fights.
Ellos tienen, heridas por muchas peleas que
they're like walking skeletons.
Son como esqueletos caminando.
But the dogs on Juhu Beach, they're very stout and strong and jolly dogs.
Pero los perros de la playa de Juhu se ven muy fuertes y
why? Because they have master.
¿Por qué? Porque ellos tienen un maestro.
So a devotee who has no guru is like a street dog.
Así que los perros que no tienen un guru,
he's doing his bhakti whimsically.
Ellos están haciendo bhakti caprichosamente.
He can never, become steady
ellos
without
nunca
guru.
Pueden volver constantes.
But one who has guru, he becomes very stout, strong and jolly.
Pero cuando uno tiene un guru,
becomes very blissful, completely solidly fixed up in Krishna consciousness.
Completamente situado fijo en el
if he follows his guru's instructions.
Si es que él sigue esas, las instrucciones.
But if he takes guru and he doesn't follow guru, what is the use? He's a superficial disciple.
Pero bueno, si es que toma al guru pero no sigue sus instrucciones, entonces es un
he must follow guru.
Así que debe seguir al guru.
Then he becomes solidly situated in bhakti.
Así se volverá situado fijo en el bhakti.
Y también otra pregunta parecida, la diferencia entre un kripana, una persona egoísta, y un grihasta que está en la vida devocional, o el riesgo, ¿cuál es el riesgo siendo grihasta volverse kripana?
What is the difference between, or what is the risk for a grihastha to become a kripana?
What is the risk of becoming a kripana?
For a grihastha, specifically.
Actually, we're already kripanas.
Okay.
We start off as kripanas.
Bueno, dice que ya somos kripanas.
He's asking, what is the risk, especially for a householder, of becoming a kripana? We're already kripanas.
No, que claro, bueno. Dice que si que
that's our starting position. We start off as kripanas.
Okay. Entonces, ¿cuál es el riesgo? En realidad ya somos kripanas.
It's not there's a risk of becoming kripana. We're already kripanas.
No hay ningún riesgo si es que ya lo somos.
Now, how to become brahmana? That is the real question.
Entonces, ¿cómo volvernos brahmanas? Esa es la verdadera pregunta.
Is it? And how do you get by following Prabhupada's books, Prabhupada's instructions?
Bueno, y eso se puede conseguir por seguir las instrucciones.
So kripana, we are already kripana. Now we have to become true brahmana.
Entonces kripana, ya somos kripanas. Ahora tenemos que volvernos brahmanas verdaderos.
Okay. Un devoto que está situado en la etapa de María Madhikari puede alcanzar Prema Bhakti o necesariamente tiene que estar situado.
Is it necessary for a devotee to get Madhyama Adhikari to get Raga state? Or
yes, he has to be, of course he has to, he cannot become, unless he reaches the Madhyam state, he can never achieve Raga Bhakti, that's a fact.
Sí, es un hecho que a menos que llegue a la etapa de Madhya Madhikari no puede llegar a ser Raga Bhakti.
You can't jump. See the Uttama Adhikari, he is in the Raga state. So you can't. You have to go step by step from Kanishta to Madhyam and then Uttama.
Que el Uttama ya está en la plataforma de Raga, así que uno debe ir paso a paso de Kanishta a Madhyama a Uttama.
Sí. Y falta una parte.
Sí, le voy a decir que
Madhyama se puede desarrollar pleno en el estado.
Claro. The question was that is it only for an Uttama Adhikari possible to get Raga
on the Majjhima, he will also become Uttama. If he gets Raga, he becomes Uttama.
Que si el Madhyama obtiene Raga, también se vuelve un Uttama.
The Majjhima can get Raga. By doing so, he becomes Uttama.
Así que el Madhyama puede obtener Raga y de esa manera se vuelve un Uttama.
Do you understand? The Majjhima, he can get Raga Bhakti. When he does, he becomes Uttama.
Que el Madhyama puede obtener Raga Bhakti y cuando así lo hace, llega a la plataforma de...
Anybody who can be directly instructed by Krishna within the heart must be the topmost Vaishnava. He must be.
Que en realidad que cualquier Vaishnava que tiene la más elevada etapa del amor debe ser un Uttama.
Prabhupada distinguishes the difference between the Uttama and the Majjhima in this way.
Prabhupada distingue la diferencia, la posición del Madhyama y el Uttama de esta manera.
The Uttama is very well versed in scriptures. He can defeat all opposing arguments.
El Uttama es muy bien versado en todas las literaturas y puede derrotar a cualquiera de sus argumentos.
In other words, because he's getting direct communication from Krishna, with Krishna within the heart, he can defeat all opposing arguments.
En otras palabras, porque él está recibiendo directa instrucción de Krishna en el corazón, él puede derrotar a cualquiera con sus argumentos.
The Majjhima, he has firm faith, but he cannot always defeat arguments.
El Madhyama opposing argument, pero no siempre puede derrotar con sus argumentos.
But the Uttama, he can do because he is getting direct guidance from Krishna within.
Pero el Uttama puede derrotar porque está recibiendo directa instrucción de Krishna en el corazón.
Comprende. Okay, next question. All right.
Okay. Que usted hablaba de volverse como un revolucionario espiritual y orarle a Krishna para que te convierta en un instrumento, ¿verdad? Y expandir la conciencia de Krishna. Entonces, mi pregunta es que ¿qué cualificación se requiere para volverse un instrumento de la predica aparte del deseo?
Aparte del deseo. So, what is the qualification to become an empowered distributor of Krishna consciousness?
Is that the only question?
Apart from the desire to be.
You have to deserve, and you have to desire, and also deserve it.
Sí, en realidad usted debe desearlo, pero también merecerlo.
If you desire and you don't deserve it, then that means you may be simply interested in name and fame.
Que si usted lo desea pero no lo merece, entonces quizás puede ser que usted está simplemente interesado en el nombre.
And that I want to be recognized as a big preacher.
Quiero ser reconocido como un gran predicador.
So desiring it is all right.
Entonces, el deseo,
but you have to actually then deserve it.
Pero luego usted debe en realidad merecerlo.
By understanding that you're lower than, by feeling yourself lower than the blade of grass,
mediante sentirse más bajo que la hojarasca de la calle,
being more tolerant than a tree,
por sentirse más
tolerante, offering all respect to others without expecting any respect in return,
y por no estar ansioso de ningún respeto y respetar a todos los demás,
the more you become humble, you become empowered preacher.
Mientras más usted se vuelva humilde, más empoderado se va a volver en su predica.
So your desire is very good.
Así que su deseo está muy bien.
But now you must cultivate humility also.
Pero ahora usted debe cultivar humildad también.
Because a powerful preacher is simply a humble conduit or representative of the previous acharyas.
Porque el predicador empoderado es simplemente el medio o el conductor de las acharyas previos.
He has no pride that, oh, I'm giving my own very good ideas.
No tiene ese orgullo de decir, oh, estoy dando.
I'm very intelligent.
Ideas.
I'm very skilled in debate, so I will defeat the atheists by my skills. No, he feels himself simply a helpless servant, a messenger of the previous acharyas. That's all.
No, en realidad él se siente así, desprovisto de...
He doesn't take any credit for whatever success he may have. He doesn't take any credit.
De los acharyas anteriores, él no toma ningún crédito de cualquier éxito que él pueda tener.
If someone says, oh wow, that class you gave was so wonderful, you're such a powerful preacher, of such an amazing lecture, he will say, oh, it was just Prabhupada's mercy, it wasn't me, it's just Prabhupada's mercy, that's all.
Si alguien viene y te dice, oh, diste una tremenda clase, estás muy, muy empoderado, usted tiene que decir, simplemente fue la misericordia de Dios.
So in this way, deserve and desire. Desire and desire.
Y desear y merecer.
I saw another hand up, another question somewhere. Yes.
¿Había otra pregunta por ahí?
Quería preguntarle con respecto a lo que usted habló de alcanzar el bhakti, un bhakti puro, había que permanecer estable durante toda la vida, con una vida espiritual estable. ¿Qué pasa con los devotos que por ahí tienen dificultades, o han tenido algún tipo de dificultad en la vida espiritual? ¿Ellos tienen la oportunidad para, si retoman con sinceridad, ¿no?
You said that in order to get pure love, you have a steadily following without any falling.
Yes.
So what happened with the devotee who got some difficulties in spiritual life?
Mm-hmm.
And is he, can he also get?
When a little child is learning how to walk,
entonces cuando un pequeño niño está aprendiendo a caminar,
he will trip and fall many times.
Él se va a tropezar y caer varias veces.
But the parents encourage him, come on, my dear Juan, you can pick yourself up.
Y, pero los padres estarán ahí y le dirán, vamos,
come niño, on,
vamos,
you can walk.
Pequeño.
Come on, niño, you can walk, come on, come on.
Párate, tú puedes caminar, vamos.
So in this way, even if one slips and falls along the pathway, there's no, it doesn't mean your bhakti is finished.
Entonces, incluso si que alguien ha tenido algunas caídas o salidas del sendero, no significa que él no pueda desarrollar bhakti.
Apita chutara charo bhajata imam nanya bhak sada reva samanya vyav samya bhak visyaho si saha samyag bhak visyato hi saha, something like that. He's that even if one commits the most abominable action, if he is engaged in devotional service, he is to be considered saintly because he is properly situated in his determination. So fall down is not the end for a devotee, no.
Así que la caída no es algo muy fuerte para un devoto.
Prabhupada explains, he says, especially in spiritual life, failure is the pillar of success.
Prabhupada dice que especialmente en la vida espiritual la falla es el pilar del éxito.
So if one has failed,
así que si alguien ha fallado,
take advantage of it.
Toma, aprovechalo.
Learn from your failure.
Aprende de tu caída.
So that you will not make the same mistake again.
De manera que no hagas ese mismo error nuevamente.
Just like a devotee, he might overeat.
Tal como un devoto puede sobrecomer.
And he can very sick.
Y volverse enfermo.
So he learns the lesson, oh, I got so sick when I overeat, therefore I'm not going to overeat anymore.
Oh, yo me enfermé, me puse muy enfermo por sobrecomer, así que ahora no voy a comer más.
So in this way.
De esta manera.
Fall down is not. If fall down comes, use it to your advantage.
Si la caída viene, úsalo para tu beneficio, tú.
Some, even in the material world, people who became just like this Stephen Jobs, for example.
Por ejemplo, este Steve Jobs.
He started Apple computers.
Él comenzó los computadores Apple.
And he got fired. He went public with the company, he brought in a whole board of directors, they actually fired him.
Y después de un tiempo, pasó que la junta directiva lo despidió, así lo sacó.
But he used that time when he was fired from Apple Computer to to develop himself even more in his you know, what he wanted to do. And then he came back and he made it the most wealthy company in the whole world, you see.
Pero él lo utilizó ese tiempo mientras estaba despedido para profundizar en su campo y él fundó una compañía más exitosa del mundo.
He went from becoming a failure to becoming leading the wealthiest business in the whole world. Apple Computers is the most wealthy business in the whole world.
Entonces él pasó de ser como un fracaso a alcanzar la mayor de las empresas.
So a devotee, he doesn't, if he falls down, he doesn't think it's the end. He just thinks, I have to take it life to learn from this, and so that it never happens again. That's all.
Así que el devoto no debe pensar que ha fracasado, sino que debe saber cómo aprender de eso y continuar.
Okay, now we have another this is the end of our time for this morning's class. Now we're having a special seminar tonight on chanting the holy names. What time will that be?
6:30.
It's 6:30. We have a wonderful seminar on how you can become spiritually perfect by chanting Hare Krishna mantra in the proper way.
Hoy día a las 6:30 tendremos un maravilloso seminario de cómo poder volverse perfecto en el canto de los santos nombres.
So if you have any desire how to come to the Raga platform as soon as possible.
Así que si usted tiene algún deseo de volver a la plataforma de Raga, muy
importante. Make sure to be here for the seminar tonight.
Asegúrese de estar presente aquí.
At 6:30, and tell all the other devotees about it.
Díganle a todos los demás devotos.
Let's pack the hall tonight at 6:30. Pack the hall. Jai Antarad Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. You can save your question, ask it tonight. Anoche su pregunta a la noche.
Tenía una pregunta.
Tengo una invitación.
Because I invited you already to the Sankirtan festival that devotees make on.
Yes, I'm going to come to the Sankirtan festival also today. Yeah,
it's like
do some chanting. Yeah. Okay. Okay, Jai, Hare Krishna.